Pre-pass, 35.
Checklist 1-6, step 2, go.
Step 4, it's good order, no windows.
Step 6, Ascension's updating on the B-string, AFTAC worms come up and comms good.
You have good visibility at Ascension until 2152 and good old viz at Diego, no open jobs.
You've got to allow for the fact that time runs at a different rate on the ground than it does in orbit. If you don't, then your GPS system will drift, not by a few centimetres as you might think, but by 10, 11, 12 kilometres a day.
This morning we got lost, yeah, it didn't work. Can you believe that? Well, then it took us into a field about a mile away.
Our response to that is the constellation is healthy and producing an accurate navigation signal.
What you actually mean is you are an idiot.
And with that, it's time to leave.
Calculating route. Approaching U-turn.
We got wrong.
The fact that GPS operates in the way it does shows that Einstein's idea of bending space-time is an accurate description of how gravity works here on Earth. But Einstein's understanding of gravity is not complete. Something is missing. It may hold true for the Earth and the other planets, even for the movement of galaxies. But Einstein knew that his theory of gravity doesn't apply to the whole universe. It fails to work in the most violent and turbulent places in the cosmos. But if we want a complete picture of the universe, we must know how gravity behaves everywhere.